Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Feel the sting of your rejection and see the sadness in your heart. We sit and face the same direction, we're so many miles apart. I can't be here in the morning, if you want I can be gone. We can't come to some conclusion, I'll just be rolling on, rolling on. Guess I should have seen it coming. Say I'm blind to all my faults. You tried your hardest just to summon all the hurt down in the vault. I can't be here in the morning. If you want, I can be gone. We can't come to some conclusion, baby. But just be rolling on, rolling on. Up situation, I think on that we do agree. Where's the joy in the elation of the love that used to be? I can't be here in the morning. If you want, I can be gone. We can't come to some conclusion, baby. I'll just be rolling on. Yeah, I'll just be rolling on. Rolling on. Rolling on.
Nice production on this album. It's a really good album. It's probably my favorite Jim Faddis album. And I think he has, I don't know, two or three solo albums out. And he used to be, of course, the lead singer with Prairie Flyer. And they still, I believe, like during the big Chelan County Bluegrass Festival and all that, they still sometimes reunite and do stuff. And but he went off into a songwriting direction, and he's written some amazing, amazing kind of bluegrass slash country songs and folk slash bluegrass slash country songs. I think he's living down in the Port Angeles area now. The great Jim Faddis, and he is great. He's awfully, awfully good. Hello, everybody. This is Dan Marfer, and it's Inland Folk. And we are well into the summer and actually won't be that far, just 2 months from the fall. But there's still a lot of festivals going on. There are all kinds of local festivals and big, probably big bluegrass festivals. There's the Stevens County one. There's the Dearington Festival. All kinds of festivals that still have to happen. And, of course, around here in Medical Lake, there's the big Blue Water Bluegrass Festival, which has been phenomenal the past couple of years, and who knows what that's going to shape up like. And I believe that's going to be like the it's either going to be the 4th, 5th of August or the 10th and 11th of August. I guess I'll look it up and get that all squared away. The Blue Water Bluegrass Festival up there in Medical Lake, and there's camping and everything. All righty. Well, Storm and Norman Blake. Now, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The movie soundtrack came out, and it sold a lot. That was when it was bluegrass kind of had this major revival for a while, and now it's back to kind of where it always was and should be. But there was a while there where everybody was singing I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow and Oh Death and Pretty Little Baby and Valley to Pray and I'll Fly Away and stuff like that. Well, anyway, there's a double disc thing out, and the second disc is sort of like bonus material to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, sung and played by a lot of the same folks. And I want to play this Norman Blake version, this instrumental version of the Big Rock Candy Mountain. And then we'll go from there back into Haywire Mac's, Mac McClintock's version. He wrote it, and of course he was the champion of the hobo. And Mac McClintock wrote a lot of cool stuff. I believe he wrote the Old Chisholm Trail and, a lot of things like that. He was part of the whole IWW movement and a lot of that stuff, but really championed the hobo. And, of course, the Big Rock Candy Mountain, which is now more of a children's song thanks to Burl Ives and all that kind of thing, and not a hobo song. When you listen to the original version, it's very hobo-ish, talks about the jungles and things like that, the jungle camps and the Big Rock Candy Mountain. All the cops have wooden legs. Yes, indeed. All right, so here we go. Norman Blake, instrumental version of the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Here we go.
Sun went down and the jungle fire was burning. Down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
Went out last night to make a little round. Met a little Sadie and blowed her down. Went back home and jumped into bed. 44 smokeless under my head. Woke up next morning at 9:15. The hacks and the buggies all stand in line. Gents and the gamblers standing around. Taking little Sadie to the burying ground. Well, I got to thinking on the deed I'd done. Grabbed my hat and away I run. Made a good run, but a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. I was standing on the corner just reading the bill. Up come the sheriff from Thomasville. Said, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember the night you blowed Sadie down? Well, I said, yes, sir, my name is Lee. Murdered little Sadie in the first degree and the second degree. Got any papers, better read them to me. Well, they took me downtown dressed in black. Put me on a train, they carried me back. Throwed me back in that county jail. Had nobody for to go my bail. Well, the judge and jury, they took their stand. The judge had the papers in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and stripe.
it comes to raising children, it's a job meant for two. Now, Alice, please believe me, I can't go on and holding things together with you.
I'm growing tired of the big city lights, tired of the glamour and tired of the sights. I'm always dreaming of roaming once more back to my home. Lord, I miss the Mississippi and you. Nothing seems to cheer me under heaven's dome while I long for Mississippi and you. Roaming the wide world over, always I am sad and weary, longing to go home. Lord, I miss the Mississippi and you. Happy days of yore, and I long for Mississippi and you. Mockingbirds are singing round the cabin door while I dream of Mississippi and you. Roaming Lord, I miss the Mississippi and you. The Mississippi and you.
Merle, let me get my tootin' harps changed here, and we might do the Wabash Cannonball. I let Merle be the engineer on this one and start it at whatever speed he'd like to pick it at, because me and Michael can keep up with him on this one. I don't know if we got any new people or not, but the young man back here on the base is Mr. Michael Coleman. Hard to call him Mr. He'll take the big head if I do. I better quit that. Anyway, he's from North Carolina, too. He's an old Tar Heel boy, and he picks awful good bass when he takes a notion. Let her go. From the great Atlantic Ocean to that wide Pacific shore, from the green overflowing mountains to the south out along the border, she's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all, the regular combination on that Wabash cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland o'er the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine in that lonesome hobo squall, as you rattle across the country on that Wabash cannonball. Well, the eastern states are dandy, most people always say, from New York to St. Louis and old Chicago by the way, into the hills of Minnesota where them rippling waters fall, no changes need be taken on that Wabash cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland o'er the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine of that lonesome hobo squall, as you ramble across the country on that Wabash cannonball. Get it, Merle. Daddy Claxton may his name forever stand, in the hills of Tennessee and many places throughout the land. Well, his earthly race is over and them curtains around him fall, we're gonna tote him back to Dixie on that Wabash cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland o'er the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine in that lonesome hobo squall, as you ramble across the country on that Wabash cannonball. We came to San Francisco one warm old April day. As we came into the boarding house, I heard Dave Simon say, there's some boys from Carolina, they're wide and fat and tall. They came up to pick us a tune, they rode the Wabash cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland o'er the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine in that lonesome hobo squall, as you ramble across the country on that Wabash cannonball. Drive it on out of here, son.
Wow, they faded out on that. This is a live thing, and they faded out. Live at the boarding house in San Francisco. Doc and Merle Watson, 1974. This was Doc Watson and Merle Watson. This was Doc in his heyday, as far as Doc Watson freak. Because, you know, he'd been around from the 60s on, been playing a lot of old-timey music and that kind of thing. And when the Will the Circle Be Unbroken album came out, that really boosted and catapulted Doc into a whole different level of notoriety, and he began to play a lot more bluegrass. And his son Merle would accompany him later on and started playing slide, and they did a lot of cool blues stuff and just amazing arrangements of things. And then, of course, 10 years later in 84, 85, Merle Watson was killed in a tractor accident. And so that's how all that. But this was Doc and Merle when they first got rolling and they went on tour, and T. Michael Coleman, who also played bass for the Seldom Seen when he was of a mind. And that's what that's all about, Doc Watson. This is a wonderful set, seven CDs of a four-night engagement at the boarding house in San Francisco. And it's pretty cool stuff. There are a few kind of annoying things. There's one person who likes to clap in the audience who's just a little bit off rhythm. Then, you know, there's always the, and who knows how they even recorded this thing. I'm sure they weren't thinking they were going to release it. But it's now out there, and it is amazing stuff. If you're a Doc Watson fanatic, or even if you want to start getting started on Doc Watson, this is a good way to go. And there's so many, many, many songs on this. Yeah, there are a lot of repeats, Tennessee Stud and Miss the Mississippi and You and Wabash Cannonball. But there are a lot of other things going on here because Doc, by that point, knew so many songs with Merle. And it's really something. It's called something. I'll get the title. Never Play the Same Way Once or something like that. I'll give you that title because I can't remember. And I just bought this. And it's really amazing. And I will give you the title. I promise you'll give it to you correctly in just a little while. All righty? Let's go back to Jim Faddis. Jim Faddis, who really can do it right and can just make you weep, some of his songs. Mr. Jim Faddis here from Prairie Flyer originally and now on his own. And he goes like this.
I saw you standing on a boulevard, silhouetted by the sun, and you don't look much different. All the distance you have run. Oh, I really didn't look that hard the way I've always done, and I shouldn't have to tell you, but you were the only one. I remember those summer nights when the breeze was in your hair and we danced around the kitchen when no one else was there. I remember those summer nights. Did you think I could forget? And the only thing you left me was a lifetime of regret. They say you live in Ensenada now. I remember Mexico and how we went there for my birthday. That was oh so long ago. I hear you're eating enchiladas now. That's how it always goes. And that you're staring at the water with the sand between your toes. I remember those summer nights when the breeze was in your hair and we danced around the kitchen when no one else was there. I remember those summer nights. Did you think I could forget? Was a lifetime of regret. To say I miss you now, but I can't tell you how I feel. But I recall the way you kissed me before you slid behind the wheel. Oh, to say I love you ain't enough. That hardly says it all. I would have been right beside you. You backed against the wall. I remember those summer nights when the breeze was in your hair and we danced around the kitchen when no one else was there. I remember those summer nights. Did you think I could forget? And the only thing you left me was a lifetime of regret. And the only thing you left me was a lifetime of regret.
Dream about you. paying more. Cotton Eye Joe.
Thank you.
tells trouble for sure. You'd have asked me, I'd have told you so. That boy's trouble from the word go.
That boy's trouble from the word go.
When you ran into trouble at the laundromat, wearing nothing but a smile and a good man's hat, couldn't see then what I'm telling you.
That's one of my favorite Ranch Romance cuts from their second album, originally their second album called Blue Blazes. They did a re-release of their first album, which now I can't really remember the title of it. I should remember. It was their very first album. And they put an extra cut on there after Lisa Teo left. But they threw some extra cuts on there on that re-release of the first album. And then they had a third album as well. And Ranch Romance, and we've aired some from that third album a couple weeks back. Three albums from Ranch Romance, and they were the rage. Yes, they were. They were the rage back in the late 80s, early 90s, and they started out as a huge group, Ranch Romance. There were like nine of them, and then they went down. They kept narrowing down, and people like Nancy Dillard was in it, or Nancy Dillon, and a lot of folks were in Ranch Romance. And then they pared the thing down, and that's the way it all. And then when Lisa Teo left, they kind of wandered around as a four-person group with Barbara Lamb on the fiddle, and Joe Miller on vocals and guitar, and Nova Devaney on the accordion. And then they had a guest drummer who was their producer as well, and of course, Nancy Katz on the upright bass. And that was Ranch Romance. Yes, indeed. And they were stars, and they were just getting there. And then they were even in a movie, in some movie that took place in clubs and bars and stuff. I know that, but they were in there. And Ranch Romance. And then they kind of wound it up. They did. But occasionally you'll see Jo Miller. She did an album with Laura Love, and, you know, she still occasionally does some appearances. And, you know, the rest of them, of course, David Keenan, he works with the Mighty Squirrel, and he's an amazing, plays gypsy and plays bluegrass and plays Celtic and plays all kinds of stuff. So there you go. We also heard from Rob McIntosh. We're going to hear more from Rob McIntosh. We're going to hear his version of Sitting on Top of the World, and we'll see where he goes with it. He's a little more contemporary, but you see where he goes with that, and he's going to actually take us out of the hour here. Robbie McIntosh. All right, so here we go.
Thank you. summer's day. She went away. She's gone and left me. She's gone to stay. Now she's gone, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Worked all summer long, worked all the fall, even took my Christmas in my overalls. Now she's gone, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Going down the freight yard to catch a train. I'm gonna leave this town, ain't coming back again. Now she's gone, now don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting come down for nobody. Yeah, I'm sitting on top of the world.
It's a cute little song. It's called Go to Bed Now. Robbie McIntosh from his album Unsung. And before that, we heard this incredibly bluesy version of Sitting on Top of the World. You know, we're used to that more country bluegrass style. That was an amazing version of that song. Robbie McIntosh. And the album is called Unsung. All righty. Well, we're just about done with the first hour here of the show. And whatever that means, there's a lot of stuff coming up still. We have lots more music. Oh, my gosh. Lots of boxed sets. Hold on over here. Zarademic is the assistant producer, and I've got to get used to that for a while anyway. Zarademic, the assistant producer. And she's doing the playlist thing and helping with the internet and doing all kinds of stuff like that and making sure that I kind of stay on track here with my times and all that kind of stuff. That's what they do. And starting and stopping the show with all this modern technology back in the days when we used to do reel-to-reel tape just isn't happening anymore. Right, Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're going to be right back for lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now. Cheers.